Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. That's 38 special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. He's the author of the new book, Unleashing Small Business Through IP, Protecting Intellectual Property, Driving Entrepreneurship, available wherever books are sold in paperback for $4.99, available on Kindle, the Kindle ebook version for 99 cents, and free, if you'll want the PDF copy, downloaded free from sbecouncil.org. Ray, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. We talked in the previous two segments about the book, folks, but now I want to get Ray to weigh in on the economy. The first quarter was recently adjusted down from a little over 2% to 1.8%. That wasn't good news, was it?
Oh, no, but it's, I wasn't surprised by it in any way. This is a 2% give or take economy that we're stuck in.
Which is another way of saying languishing.
Oh, absolutely. That's poor. It's an abysmal recovery. It is the worst recovery, certainly, in the post-World War II era. We've averaged 2.1% growth during this recovery, and we should be averaging well over 4%.
And the Obama administration seems to think it's because of how bad the recovery was. But when are people going to start getting the idea? When are they going to start realizing that, no, that's not why it's like this today? It's like this today because of your policies.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely a policy thing. This argument that lingers around, it's a deleveraging after the crisis. It's like,
that's true, but that's over.
Right. But also, people, to the extent that individuals are deleveraged, they're deleveraging because they see the economic situation at hand. And then the question becomes, well, what's the deal with that? It's policy. And again, I've said before on your show, Jim, every major policy area, things are pointed in the wrong direction, in an anti-growth direction. Whether you're talking about taxes, regulations, government spending, trade, we're still nowhere on other than getting some rhetoric now and then.
Well, when's the last time you heard President Obama even utter a word about the economy? Say one thing about unemployment. When was the last time he said anything about small businesses?
Right. Why would he want to?
I don't understand. But I'll tell you, the deleveraging thing, that was real in 2009, maybe 2010. But this is 2013. That's not what's happening now. Yeah. What's happening now? Is there any doubt in your mind? And I know it's not in my mind because of the polls that I'm taking and that other people are taking. The pall that Obamacare is casting over the economic recovery.
Oh, it's a huge issue. Understanding that, job creation, innovation comes from the small business sector, and small businesses are looking at this law, and they have no idea what it means in terms of the cost of health care coverage.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, whether you're below 50 or above 50 in terms of number of employees, you're going to get hit one way or the other when you look at all the regulations and mandates. Mm-hmm. So it's a big issue.
Do you think the government, the announcement this week that they're going to push off the employer mandate another year, actually more than a year, do you think that doing that is making people, it's buying them time, but it doesn't make them feel more comfortable about it, does it?
No, it does buy them time. You're right. Maybe you get a little breather. You can say, oh boy, wow, maybe I can figure this out, but no, in a certain sense, they're looking at it saying, wow, I thought this was really bad, and now the government, they can't even manage to get it together and stick to their own schedule in a piece of legislation that was passed over 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. That does not communicate a message of confidence that I should feel good about this law in any way, shape, or form.
No, that's right. I mean, because at this point in time, with all the aborts that they've had, all this makes it makes me, as a small business owner, Ray, it makes me feel, whoa.
Yeah,
This thing is even worse than I thought it was.
Yes, all of my fears, everything I've been worried about, that the government doesn't know what it's doing,
right,
they are coming true, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no way that could instill confidence in anybody. I mean, it actually makes us be more confident if the government were rolling this thing out and all systems were go.
Yeah, it's a choice we have. I mean, what a choice the business community, investors, entrepreneurs have, right? It's either we have this uncertainty with this mess, But we really know deep down in that once it actually kicks in, it's going to be an ugly, costly thing.
Right.
So there's no good path here. You know, unfortunately, that's what's laid out before us, and that takes real toll on the economy.
And when people see this and see how ugly it's going to be, I think President Obama, and I've got my tongue firmly in my cheek here, folks, I think President Obama better be glad that he's not the president of Egypt.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Because people will take to the streets.
There's a reason why all these things kicked in after the 2012 election.
Well, that's true. That's exactly. And now after the 2014 election.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Talk about cynicism. Hey, Ray, SBEcouncil.org, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And
appreciate
the new book is Unleashing Small Business Through IP. Go to the website, download the PDF, folks, or buy the paperback. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.